You sound like a monkey.
I know, I'm a veritable simian.
Here, I got a rock and roll war whoop, and then you come in with monkey sounds.
I know. I don't know what's wrong. I don't know. Hey, this is KBOO 90.7 on your FM dial in Portland, Oregon. This is, you'll never believe it, Pledge Drive!
It's true.
This is the Abe and Joe Talk Radio Show. That's Abe Proctor. I'm Joe Uris. We're going to do a lot of asking you for money. Don't turn us off, because it will be incredibly amusing, and we're going to talk about the Koch brothers.
The Koch brothers.
First.
During this hour only, during the Abe and Joe Talk Show only.
What's going to happen?
KBOO board member Michael Wells has made the generous offer to match the next $500 in donations.
Wait, $500?
$500 in donations.
Whoa.
That means that if you call up right now and become a member of KBOO, or if you call up right now and renew your membership to KBOO, each of your dollars will magically transform into two.
Magic.
Yep.
Oh, that's so good. That means that everyone should right now, if they're ever considering making a pledge or they made a pledge, they can up their pledge, and every one of those dollars is doubled. Is that right?
That's correct. Up to the first 500. Woo. And I think we could easily get to 500.
Oh, let's do it.
How do you do it?
You pick up your phone. Oh, yeah.
You clear your throat.
Yeah.
You dial 877-500-5266.
What is that number?
877-500-5266.
And then what happens?
You turn on the charm. And you speak to one of our lovely and talented phone operators.
Yeah, I don't want to sound sexist, but there's a very lovely phone operator.
They're all lovely and talented. Well, all of them.
And pretty and
all
and
of
everything.
It, yes. Yes. Yeah. In fact, some of that will rub off onto you.
Rub off?
That's right.
That sounds
That's
a little
right.
intimate.
Studies have shown that KBOO members are more attractive to people of all genders. It's true. And during this hour only, you become twice as attractive to people of all genders because your dollars will go twice as far. So do it. 877-500-5266.
Or on the intranet.
KBOO.FM. Click on the tip jar.
Yeah, you know, we're going to talk about the Koch brothers.
Yeah, we're going to talk about all kinds of stuff.
We're going to talk about the incredibly destructive behavior of the right-wing bizarro Republicans, egged on by the hidden power of the Koch brothers and others into becoming a know-nothing, racist, Dixiecrat madhouse.
Now, so the hidden power of the Koch brothers, they're some sort of drug cartel, right?
Well, the drug being money.
The
yeah.
Koch brothers and their...
Koch brothers, I see joke,
oh,
yeah,
okay.
Humor. Okay, snort.
Yes. Okay, so tell us about the Koch brothers.
Well, I will tell you about the Koch brothers. I think people know about the Koch brothers, but they don't realize how powerful these guys are.
Okay, wait, for those who might not know, or might not know very well,
yes.
If you had to give a 10-second answer, who and what are the Koch brothers and why should we care?
Oh, why should we care? Indeed. The Koch brothers are Charles and David.
Uh-huh.
They inherited from their father, who was a member of the original John Birch Society.
Oh, really?
Yeah, actually. A vast fortune based largely on the energy industry. Extraction, passing it through the system, distributing it, selling it to the other members of the energy industry, you know, Standard Oil, et cetera. And they have a lot of money, billions and billions and billions of dollars, billions of dollars. And in the last election go-round, this is absolutely true, they essentially put in $400
million. $400
million yeah,
now, in the last election cycle.
Yeah, and now it didn't work for the presidency because, unfortunately, the Republicans nominated schlumps.
Right. I suppose you get what you pay
term,
for.
Schlumps.
Right.
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 But on the other hand, at state levels, it's been very, very successful. Now, what's happened? What's happened in American politics now? First of all, many states have gerrymandered themselves into a situation where seats are securely Republican, even in states where the majority of the people are Democrats. Now, those of us who are really kind of lefties say, well, who cares, Democrats or Republicans? Well, it turns out it really matters because the Republican Party, because of all of this, have become more and more right-wing, more and more racist, more and more anti-programs for poor people, more and more anti-education, more and more anti-everything. And the Koch brothers' influence is so pervasive. For example, David Koch, you'll see his name when you go to OPB. public broadcasting, uh-huh. television, for example, on Channel 10 locally, and you see a show and it'll say, well, you know, here's a bunch of money from the Koch brothers. Well, what interestingly happened was that there was a show put together to be broadcast on OPB on WNET called Citizen Koch.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't like it.
The Koch brothers didn't like it.
Didn't like it, and they stopped giving their money. And guess what? The show never aired on WNET.
Oh, really?
Yeah, straight censorship.
Straight censorship of a public broadcasting outfit.
Oh, easy. It's easy because they're all dependent on private monies, you know. Really.
Right, because they're not truly public.
Truly public.
Ah, I see.
In fact, I'm not sure there's anything truly public anymore.
Oh, I know.
Yes.
KABU is truly
Could
public.
Could it be KABU is truly public?
KABU is the antidote. Joe?
Oh, wow. I don't know. Is this like one of those cancer drugs that nearly kills you but gets rid of the cancer?
No, it's not like that at all.
Oh, what's it like?
It is like a ray of sunshine into a dark, dusty cellar.
Dark, dusty, funky.
Let's yes.
Add funky.
That's right. That's right.
Word. Yeah, it's really true. And in fact, you know what? This is really so important, folks. We only exist, that is KBOO, only exist because you make us possible. You make it possible for us to survive. And we have really some very loyal people. One of my colleagues on the board, I like to say on the board, it's like they, you know, if you're on the board of General Motors, they give you $200,000 or $300,000 just to show up once or twice.
They don't do that here.
They don't do that here at all. In fact,
they might give you a cup of coffee.
I think I get a cup of coffee and I spend a lot of money on it. Anyway, here's the deal. Serving on the board is Michael Wells, an old-timer, a founder, a virtual founder of this station. Really?
Yes.
Okay. And he has made an offer that is so generous, so overwhelmingly good, that I have to pass it on to you, dear listeners, and urge you that if you've contributed but want to give some more, of course you do. If you have never contributed, oh boy, or if you owe a membership or two or three, this is your moment, because Michael Wells has generously offered $500 in matching money for this hour only. Now, what that means, it's really simple. What that means is you pledge, let's say, $100. Boom, that's $200. You pledge $40. Boom, that's $80.
Oh, I see how this works.
It works so easy.
It's a doubling thing.
Yeah, it's a doubling thing. I'm glad you grasped that.
Yeah.
It's a doubling
thing.
Yeah,
it's like arithmetic and stuff.
Yeah, it's really easy because it's two times, you know what I mean? And the number to call to do that is
877-500-5266.
Let me repeat that because some of us are number impaired. 877. Oh, you got to do a one. You know, people, we don't mention the one. I don't know why. 1-877-500-5266. Right now, you make a call. Every dollar you give is doubled, up to $500.
That is pretty darn cool.
Well, that's amazingly cool. And I want to thank Michael for his generosity. Fool that he is. We'll take advantage of this, though, won't we? But the Koch brothers, I mean, I cannot emphasize how important KABU is in the context of the domination of the media, absolute domination of the media, by outfits like the Koch brothers, where so-called public broadcasting can drop a show that exposes the problems and contradictions of living on Park Avenue in New York, where, you know, Park Avenue goes from way down in the village, or it goes all the way up past very rich, you know, it's actually the road under which the railroads pass. I'll bet you didn't know that.
I did not.
It's true. And air rights were leased or sold for permanent purposes to vast, exotic apartment house builders. Mm. And there's a right down the center. There's a place for where it breathes and it's got trees and it's so lovely. Lovely.
You mean the park itself?
The Park Avenue Park down
the
middle.
Oh, the Park Avenue Park.
It's narrow. You can't be in it because nobody can be in it. It's pretty, but it's lovely. And it goes, and then after a while, it goes into Harlem. Bum, 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 bum.
Oh, my.
Now, when it enters Harlem, the trains go elevated. That's the first thing you notice. And the second thing you notice, it's very noisy. Second thing you notice is a lot of people who have to really work hard to make the nut. Some of them can't. A lot of poor people living in New York. And, of course, New York City, Manhattan, is so expensive now, hardly anyone can afford to live there.
Right.
And there's the Koch brothers on it. A very nice building, very nice location. And this program was going to expose the contradictions between the rich and poor on Park Avenue.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Huh.
No, said the Koch brothers. We will take our money away and put it somewhere else.
Oh, I see.
And, of course, the brave people at WNET in New York, the public broadcasting
they
station.
They caved, didn't they?
No, they said, no. Yeah, they caved. They totally caved.
Now, what they should have done is said, fine, Coke, just take your money and go somewhere else.
No,
we're going to show
this
anyway.
That, man. They're not going to do that. They're not going to do that here. They're not going to do that there. They're not going to do that anywhere.
They'll do it here at KABU.
They'll do it here at KABU. KABU is insanely true to the message.
Yes.
Insanely
yes.
committed.
That's
to the
why
truth.
You and I earn such astronomical salaries.
Yeah, I can't handle it. I got so much money coming from KABU. I've got it piled. I've got a money bin just like Scrooge McDuck.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking this morning as I was landing my helicopter on the roof.
Oh, yeah.
Just
the
how good we
the
have
roof
it.
Of the 40-story KABU building. Yes.
Things are so good here.
Yeah. The gold-plated microphone that I'm using.
That's right. And why are they so good? Because of you, our listeners. You are what makes this radio station go.
The only thing that makes it go.
We are the anti-Koch brothers media outlet.
The anti-Kochs?
That's right.
Isn't marijuana anti-Koch?
I wouldn't have gone there, but you did. That's all right.
I wouldn't make that comparison. Certainly not. No, we're not talking drugs here. We're talking the Koch brothers. They're not a drug. They're a people.
No. No. So what did someone call them last year? The Koch-topus. With their many arms and their long reach.
Well, and I'm not telling our listeners this because they don't know it, because we know they know it. But it's really important to understand what's going on right now. Here's the things that are happening that don't just move us from capitalism and an anti-welfare system, an anti-social democracy system, but we'll move us way to the right. The Republican Party has split into two factions.
It has.
The old guard Republicans, mm-hmm. who basically just want to keep the money and bunch it at the top,
mm-hmm.
and they're very traditional, including the Koch brothers. And the Koch brothers, this is what's weird. They and others started the Tea Party revolt hidden behind the scenes.
Funded it,
and it got out of control.
It did.
And now it's turned into weirdness of racism and Dixiecrat weird, unbelievable ideas.
Frankenstein's monster.
Of
the worst
so
tendencies in
so
the American body politic.
Well, so there's an irony to all this. They're at this point threatening the banking world because they want to crash the U.S. Treasury.
Oh, my.
Just by essentially not raising the debt ceiling, which, by the way, is the money that the Congress, committed the U.S. to paying, which every year has to have a raise.
Yes.
They're not going to do that unless Obama gets rid of the health care system that has been put in place and is starting to work. And now they're saying Social Security. They want to get rid of Social Security. And that, listen, everybody out there, every one of you will need, or at least deserve, your Social Security and your retirement, and they want to take it away.
I've just been handed a note.
A note?
A note.
What's the note say?
From Pledge Central. It reads as follows. We were so busy, we couldn't get to all the phones.
Oh, no.
So if you just called up trying to become a member of KABU and were hanging on the line, it's because there were so many of you.
So keep calling.
So please.
Redial.
Yeah, try again, please.
Redial.
This is
redial.
The kind of problem we like to have, even though it's inconvenient for you to be hanging on the line. Try again, please.
Well, and we want to, this is from last hour, Maxine and Sonny and Patrick gave
all right.
money.
We
want to
on.
Thank them. Those are just a few of the people who see the wisdom of support for the station. Now, I want to really emphasize this. All over the dial, in the Portland metro area, only one radio station stays true to progressive politics. Now, when the term progressive has been thrown around a lot lately, what does it mean? Well, it means basically support for social democratic principles.
Yes.
What's a social democrat? A person who believes in democracy, but also believes in taking care of those of us who are less fortunate or who have needs, like medical care, like child care, like education, mm-hmm. like taking care of fixing the broken things that happened when the savings and loans and the banks messed over so many households.
I would go you one further.
What's the further?
I would say a social democrat also believes in marshaling the dynamism of the economy to invest in certain things that will help us in the future. Clean energy, better transportation, better education.
I agree.
All right.
You know, this is really a crisis point in American history. It's a crisis point not of the extreme example of the Civil War.
No.
But pretty close. It's like the Great Depression of the 1930s.
It is, yes. We were able to enact a much more effective set of solutions.
Exactly.
In a much shorter period of time.
But in that same period of time, the Southern bloc of the Congress, which later became known in 1948 as the Dixiecrats, blocked efforts to create a universal health care system.
Yes, they did.
And consequently, a lot of people never got health care, don't have health care, aren't getting health care today.
But
the Obama administration, through a set of complex negotiations with the insurance industry, created a very complicated but nevertheless effective universal health care in the sense of everybody's in the one system, but a health care system where anybody can get health care.
Yeah.
And that's underway. But these Dixiecrat weirdo Republicats, what do you call it? Tea partiers, strange people are out there. Now, if you've been paying attention to the news in the newspapers or on television, you saw a whole bunch of people who were said to be veterans who marched from the war memorial, World War II memorial, picked up the big metal blockers of the area because, you know, the government shut down.
Right.
What do you call them? Barricades.
Sure.
And marched them unimpeded all the way to the White House and threw them on the ground. And then a bunch of them yelled at the police. If it had been leftists, the police would have attacked.
That's true.
Wasn't the leftists. It was the vets. And these are not the vets. These are the vets of the Tea Party who took over this demonstration. You know, really actually took it over and were cursing the police and yelling at them and challenging them. And amazingly, never in my life have I seen this before, the police didn't do anything.
Didn't make
one arrest.
That's true. And on various right-wing media outlets, particularly Fox News, this, of course, has been painted as the evil liberal government shutdown, keeping these brave veterans from visiting the memorial for the war in which they fought.
Right.
How terrible.
Ah!
Look at Obama, the Kenyan Muslim oppressor, keeping these war vets from the memorial.
And on TV were these people cursing Obama for being a Muslim, B, a Kenyan.
Yes.
You can tell it's a weird movement when Sarah Palin shows up.
That's pretty much an indicator of a weird movement. Yes. But the point I was trying to get to is I would be glad if these people were as incensed over the fact that the government shutdown is keeping calories from the mouths of infants and their mothers.
Right.
Because of the WIC program being suspended.
Right.
I would be glad if they were as worked up about that as they were over the fact that a few conservative war vets couldn't go to the memorial.
Well, even Veterans Administration programs are endangered. This is really, really, really a reaction, a terrible reaction that is taking place in American politics. The question that remains is, will Obama have the courage to stand his ground?
We'll see. Probably not.
We'll
okay.
See.
Now,
right. Matching.
Yes. Call right now. Become a member of KABU. 877-500-5266. Your pledges right now will be matched one for one up to the first $500 raised during this hour.
Woo!
That's point number one. Point number two. There are people wanting to call and speak on this talk radio program. We're going to get to them in just a moment. Point number three. You mentioned the Dixiecrats. The great Paul Krugman of the New York Times, his column yesterday was called The Dixiecrat Solution.
How odd that should be the case.
Yes, he lays out a wonderful analogy for the behavior of the Republicans in Congress. Here it is. So you have this neighbor who has been making your life hell. First, he tied you up with a spurious lawsuit. You're both suffering from huge legal bills. Then he threatened bodily harm to your family. Now, however, he says he's willing to compromise. He'll call off the lawsuit, which is to his advantage as well as yours. But in return, you must give him your car. Oh, and he'll stop threatening your family, but only for a week, after which the threats will resume. Not much of an offer, is it? But here's the kicker. Your neighbor's relatives, who have been egging him on, are furious that he didn't also demand that you kill your dog.
I think we should.
Pretty much wraps it up.
That is really an accurate analogy. And folks out there, this is really important. There is, it's sad to say, but it's really true. Even in the print media, which sometimes is pretty good, the Tribune, Willamette Week, I don't know where the heck their heads are at, the Mercury, you know, Mercury, little,
we know where their
young,
heads are
young
at.
Rocker, young rocker print media. If you can read, you can have the Mercury. All free, these publications, plus the Oregonian, where is that place going? Blech, I used to even work for them, you know?
Hmm.
Anyway, those papers are AWOL. They're AWOL on the issues that are really important to people in America, to ordinary people, to people who have bills to pay, to people who have retirement issues, to people who have health care issues. They're not there. They're just not there.
Let's go to the phones.
Let's go to the phones.
Who's up? Mike, good morning.
Morning, yeah. Thank goodness for KBOO. Wow.
Indeed.
Yeah.
I have so many stories. On one hand, Democracy Now.
Yeah.
And then also on a local level, something as simple as someone calling up 9:30, 10:30 at night a couple years ago, saying from the neighborhood southeast, said, you know, there's an Elks Lodge here. It's got a rock concert with a lot of kids running around, but it's being run by neo-Nazis. That word gets out to the KBOO. He calls KBOO to the station, and it's broadcast on the air. The next morning, there's news coverage of how the Elks Club finally got the word to the top president of the area, of the region,
uh-huh.
Went down there himself, realized what was happening, shut the thing down. So KBOO kills fascists, okay?
In a metaphorical sense.
I didn't know that story.
No,
is that really
actual,
true?
No actual killing of fascists.
No, let's be clear. This is a metaphorical killing of fascists.
Fascism.
Yes. Fascism, yes.
Or you could use the word destroys fascism. Woody Guthrie had a picture on his guitar that says, this instrument kills fascists. So maybe it's a little extreme metaphor, but...
I like it. Great story, though. Fantastic.
Thank goodness
story.
For KBOO.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You very much for the call, man. We really appreciate the support. Hey, oh my goodness, this can't be.
No, I'm sure it can be.
Well, it is. Only $250 in on our match of $500. Our goal is $1,800. What can we do? What can we do? What can we say? How do we beg? Oh my, oh me. Oh me, oh my.
Well, you know, I don't like to beg. If
you
I can
like
help
to
it.
Beg. I don't like to do
but,
this.
But, you know, we will if we need to.
We have to do this because there's no other source. I want to be clear about this. KBOO does not have Koch Brothers money.
Yes.
That's number one.
Not
number
a thin dime.
Number two, no local big capitalists are dumping large sums of money in our pockets either.
Nope. That's also
true. The federal
true.
Government isn't giving us any money.
Nope.
Not a bit. The state government doesn't give us any money.
Uh-uh.
The city is AWOL.
Nope.
There's nothing, the county isn't there. There's nothing coming our way except you, dear listener, you giving a contribution, a significant one, hopefully, to make this station survive and flourish.
1-877-500-5266 is the number to call. Do it now. Your pledge will go twice as far this hour only on the Abe and Joe Talk Radio program.
Let me repeat that number.
Okay.
1-877 500-5266.
And if you'd like to call and speak on this program, you can do that, 503-231-8187. But I ask you to do this. If you want to talk on the program today, please be a member of KBOO first.
You know, that's a really good rule, sort of.
Well, it's a request.
Yeah, it's a reasonable request. You know, we get a lot of callers, and some of them are quite in disagreement with us.
That's true, and we welcome those
callers. Michael, who we've, you know, kind of intellectual guy, who argues with us.
Yep.
But I always wondered, is he actually a member?
I don't know.
Are we putting him on the spot? Oh, we're only using his first name.
That's true, we are.
He's a hidden guy.
He is a hidden guy.
All right, listen, we really, 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 as a station, need your support. This is a noble, serious situation. The station has undergone some interesting changes in the last year.
Indeed it has, and including the first union contract.
We now have a unionized staff, and they all have guns and whips.
They do.
And they're
they do.
Busy breaking us. And there is a board. There's a new board.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I'm on the new board.
I know, right?
I can't believe it. Yeah. It pays so good, too.
If you wanted to know if the apocalypse is nigh, well, there's one of the signs, listeners.
But another member of the board, Michael Wells, has put up $500 to be matched on this show by you out there. And I know the phone lines are busy, and I know it's hard to get in, but you got to do it, and you got to get that money in before the end of the hour, or we'll all cry.
You know, if those phone lines are busy,
yes,
you can get onto one of the internet tubes.
How?
You go to www.kboo.fm, and you click on the tip jar. It's just that easy.
Wow.
Let's go back to the phones.
Okay.
Who's up? Jim, good morning.
Hi.
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 Yes, yes. KBOO is reasonable and broad-minded, so you should give equal time exposure to George Soros' money and the organizations that he has influencing the Democratic Party.
If well, I think that's a good... No, good. Actually, that's a
George
good choice.
You know George Soros, don't you, about him?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, you should expose him, too. So let's do that, too, this morning, can you?
All right. Bye. Goodbye.
All right. Well,
the caller is actually making an interesting point. There is liberal money out there.
Yes.
It doesn't really match, however, the vast sums that flow from the right, nor can it contradict the movement that has been created over a period of time within the right wing in America. A movement that goes back to the John Birch Society, that goes back to, let's say it, Ronald Reagan.
Sure.
You know, and that has really empowered. Look, the whole Gulf War disaster was part of a right-wing effort to gain control of oil in the Middle East.
Yes.
As simple as that, using the excuse of the war on terror.
And the whole Patriot Act was also a right-wing funded effort to gain control here at the United States.
Absolutely. And amazingly, we are still at war in Afghanistan, a tribal nation, with no way of getting out easily. All of that supposedly to fight the war on terror, but all we're doing now is droning, droning in Pakistan and in the southern parts of the Arabian Peninsula. All we're doing is making enemies. And as we are doing that, we are solidifying the power of the very people we say we want to disorganize. And this is all happening because of the enormous power of the military-industrial complex that designs these devices, flies these devices, and bombs civilian populations. It's all real. I'm not making it up. It's all real. But there is serious resistance. There is resistance from righteous people who are conservative. And there is resistance from liberals and from leftists, a few of whom, not leftists, but liberals, who have some money. But meanwhile, the Koch brothers and their clan have empowered a new element, which really is a new political party within the Republican Party, which is the Tea Party crazy.
Now, George...
The TCs.
George Soros is a wealthy financier.
Yes.
But I don't think you can call him a straight up equivalent to the Koch brothers. He is not the left wing equivalent of the Koch brothers.
No, he has
a lot of money, and he has spent a lot of it on political causes he supports. But I will wager, and I'm looking this up as we speak, I will wager that he is not involved in the sort of direct censorship that you described at WNET. I don't think that's his MO.
No. He's got the weaknesses of a liberal. He allows dissent. That's not a problem for the Koch brothers.
No.
Or for their buddies at Fox News. the Murdoch murderous empire. All right. Enough of this idle political.
Should we go
chatter.
Back to the phones?
We'll go back to the phones.
Who's up, Steve? Joe, good morning.
Hey.
Good morning, boys. Hey, just wanted to repeat something I had heard on the Mike Malloy show from a couple years ago when he was ranting about the Koch brothers. Their daddy, I guess, was such a crook. That he was disallowed to do business in the United States, so he went over and helped the Soviet Union set up oil refineries back in, if I remember correctly, it was the 1930s and 40s.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that. That's interesting.
Yeah. The one good thing I can say about him, and the only good thing I can say about him, is they were opposed to fluoride in the water.
Well, here's an interesting confluence of interests. A lot of the right wing... for more mystical than real reasons, take on positions that that I might agree with.
Yeah.
The fluoridation issue being an example. In the case of fluoride, I'm not opposed per se to the idea of fluoridation. In the case in Portland, what the chemicals they were going to use were really cheap and bad, and the process was one that, that could do great harm to people who really can't handle fluoride for health reasons.
There is no good form of fluoride, and I years ago for the pledge drive, I bought the book during one of the morning talk shows called the Fluoride Deception.
Oh, I know that book, yeah.
That stuff is so toxic. There's actually a one chapter in there devoted to a family who bought a farm out in Troutdale, very close to the old Reynolds aluminum plant out there.
Oh, yeah.
And their farmland was so toxic, and these people didn't know anything about it. But this stuff is worse. Fluoride is worse than, like, any kind of radioactive isotope, because some radioactive isotopes have half-lives of, like, 24,000 years. You know, they don't lose their radioactivity completely for, like, a million years. But fluoride, even 10 million years from now, will still be there when the radioactive uranium-238 or whatever the hell it is completely dissipated.
Yeah, so, I appreciate your call. I don't want to spend a long time on the fluoride issue.
I didn't either, but I just wanted to put that up there. There's no safe form of fluoride.
Okay.
There's no safe form of radiation exposure.
So, all right.
And if you want to get this all out of your mind, listen to the Tiki Cha-Cha Club, the Ditch Digger, or the Roots of Rock and Roll on KBOO for some good music.
Well, thank you.
Right on.
You know, and I'm glad you mentioned the music, and thanks a lot for the call. You know, it's really, yeah, it's really important. A lot of times we who do public affairs programming don't talk about what is incredible about KBOO that has nothing to do with news.
Well, it's because we don't like music. So
oh, yeah, we hate music. Yesterday I happened to be tuning in. And it was a country swing show.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I, as a child, living in Fallbrook, California, a right-wing center, by
this
the
was
way.
When California was still controlled by the Spanish, right?
yeah, right. Anyway, it was when it was and is controlled by the military-industrial complex. But here was the cool thing. Here was the cool thing. We could only get one channel. It was a CBS affiliate. It was so early, so long ago, before anyone on listening to us now was born. And we would listen to a country and western swing show. It was the first show on the air, and it went for like 2 or 3 hours every afternoon, local. And it was the Bostonia Ballroom. It came from the Bostonia Ballroom. This is a long time ago. But I essentially grew up in what we used to call cowboy music. You know, country and western music, and western swing being the chief form of it. And whenever an act passed through town that was a country band or something, they'd be on this show. And it was great. And I grew up with that, and I have an enormous nostalgia for it. So I made my commitment to supporting KBOO on the country swing program yesterday afternoon. Now, I don't know if even people know that there's this great music there. There's African music.
Yiddish
wonderful
music.
Contemporary African music.
Yeah, two of the best hip-hop shows I think I've ever heard in my life. There's a show dedicated to local rock and roll bands.
Yes.
There's all sorts of stuff.
Yes, and there is local programming, which includes live performances. KBOO does all this. Unfortunately, it doesn't have the money to advertise what it offers.
No.
And that represents a real problem.
It does represent a real problem.
And there's a subculture of KBOOists.
Practitioners of KBOOism.
Yeah, KBOOism. But it's not well enough known. Now, you all out there have two responsibilities today as per our demands. Like you're going to obey us. Yeah. But here's the deal. First of all, will you contribute? We have a matching opportunity for
$500. Yeah, that's
but it only
cool.
lasts for this hour.
That's right.
That's number one. So every dollar you give becomes $2 by magic. That's number one. Number two, tell people. Speak out. This station ain't antiquated. This station ain't stuck in the 60s. This station is stuck in Portland.
As are we all.
As are we all. Let's make the best of it. Let's enjoy ourselves. Let's empower the station. Let's put money where our listening is.
Yes.
Yes.
Or where your ears are.
Oh, wherever your ears are.
1-877-500-5266 is the number to call.
What is that number?
1-877-500-5266 5266.
Is there another way they can give contributions?
Why, yes, Joe, there is.
Why, yes, there is.
Two other ways.
Ah, what are those ways?
Well, the first is on the internet.
Oh, well, the internet, where the tubes are?
That's right, .kboo.fm.
What is that again?
www.kboo.fm.
Oh, okay.
Click on the tip jar.
And yes.
And the third way.
Third way.
The third way.
Third way.
You can walk down to the glittering KBOO Towers here at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue.
400 stories high.
One block south of Burnside Street on 8th Avenue.
Gold columns on the front door.
That's right.
Yes.
You'll need to give your name to the stunningly attractive team of receptionists at the door. Tell them that you're here to make a contribution. You will be ushered back to the posh penthouse that is Pledge Central.
Right. All of the furnishings are covered in the furs of almost extinct animals.
And in the posh penthouse that is Pledge Central, you can have a donut. And you can make a contribution.
Yes.
And you can become a member of KBOO.
And you should do that. You should do that. If you've already made a contribution, you should make another. If you're thinking about giving like the minimum $40, hey, you know, if you give 50, that's 100. I'm very good at math.
See how that works. See how that works.
Very good at math.
That's right.
So we got this opportunity. Michael Wells has generously given $500 to be matched. Won't you make sure that happens? Won't you immediately pick up your phone and call 1-877-500-5266?
All right.
All right. Koch Brothers.
Koch Brothers.
That's an error. All right. Sorry.
All right. Let's take a phone call.
Yes.
And then we'll talk a little bit about George Soros and why he's not like the Koch Brothers.
Okay.
Okay. Who's Mitch? Good morning.
Now, this is a recording.
Oh, it's a recording.
Hey, that was a robocall. Barth, good morning.
Good morning, fellows.
What's on your mind?
Well, the usual things, madness and excess. But
okay.
I'm a big fan of madness and excess myself. Yeah, go ahead.
I'd like to say that I've enjoyed your show. I always enjoy your show. You've bring up interesting things that people need to know about, and you seem to be keeping on task a little better today than you do sometimes.
That's astounding.
Thank you.
But,
I guess.
I want to hear a little more about the Koch brothers, and I think the George Soros intro is probably also useful.
Yeah.
I'm wondering how much the big money from sources like that is affecting the current Supreme Court decision-making process.
Oh, I'm glad you asked that.
And I'll just say a couple more quick things, and I'll let you answer on the air.
Sure.
I'm really worried about the Supreme Court case about money equaling speech, but for all the other listeners out there, your money apparently equals speech, too. So you should speak to your radio station.
Oh, I see where you're going there.
No, that's you're absolutely right, and I really thank you for the call, man. We're going to talk about Soros a little bit. We'll also talk about the Citizens United decision of the currently super right-wing Supreme Court that we seem to have dominating our lives. It's a 5-4 court. The five are clueless, strange people. Is that fair to say?
Okay, sure.
Yeah, clueless, strange people. And the five have decided that, hey, speech is money, money is speech, so you can spend any amount of money to influence any kind of politics in America.
That's right.
Basically. And they're gonna extend that. They're about to have another case where they get to extend that.
So thanks, Martha, for the call. I always appreciate your comments.
Yeah,
sure.
No, it's good. It's good.
One other thing.
Okay,
If people are not calling in to match this, they're leaving money on the table. This is like clipping coupons for KBOO. See you, folks.
All right. Thanks a lot. You know, that's really a good point. I want to emphasize that before we get into the nitty-gritty of the terrible Supreme Court. The reality is that this is one of those unusual opportunities here at KBOO. Every dollar you give, every dime you give, every $100 you give turns magically into twice that amount automatically during this hour. So you give $40, it's $80. You give $100, it's $200, and so on. You do the math, and you need to do that. And the way you do that, it's really easy. It's really easy using the old-fashioned wired device, also through the air, called the telephone.
Yeah.
Clever invention of the past. 1-877-500-5266. That's 1-877-500-5266. 877-500-5266, or on the internet tubes, as you love to say,
yes.
Abe. You just call, you just did, go on your internet tubes, and you go KBOO.FM.
Yes.
And boom, it's there.
20 minutes to go.
20 minutes to go.
Yeah.
We want to reach this goal.
Why do I call them the internet tubes?
Yeah,
you
why?
Might wonder.
Yeah, why?
Because of a remark made several years ago by former Alaska Senator Ted Stevens, in which he described the internet. He said, it's like a series of tubes. So I had this picture in my mind of this enormous
room full of tubes.
Hamster, you know, those hamster tube colony contraptions?
Yeah.
All these hamsters with messages tied to their legs scurrying through these tubes.
Well, I think of them, I think of the hamsters as having the messages between their teeth.
Well, that's fine too.
Yeah.
George Soros.
George Soros.
George Soros has been a philanthropist since the 1970s when he began giving funds to help black students attend the University of Cape Town in apartheid South Africa.
Oh, wait a minute. He helped black students attend college in Cape Town, South Africa?
And he branched out. He formed something called the Open Society Foundations, and they have invested a great deal of money in promoting nonviolent democratization in the post-Soviet republics in Eastern and Central Europe.
Ooh, bad.
Now, he has also been active in American politics. And I think that's where people on the right try to draw an equivalence with the Koch brothers. He has given a lot of money to Democratic candidates. He has supported the defeat of George Bush to the tune of tens of millions of dollars.
Yes.
And he has been an active proponent of liberal politics in the United States. But where the comparison breaks down
between him and the Koch brothers.
Between him and the Koch brothers is that there is no equivalent faction on the left that wields political power or influence the way that the Tea Party does. There isn't. Is there a progressive caucus in Congress that's anything like the Tea Party?
No. Wait a minute. There is actually in Congress. There is in Congress a left wing. Progressive caucus, but it hasn't got the power or the numbers.
No. There really is no equivalent. There are no radical leftists in Congress the way there are radical right-wing Tea Partiers in Congress, and that's where the equivalence breaks down. This is yet another false equivalence that you have to be careful of, listeners. They're out there everywhere, and they're often used to sort of soften the impact of criticism that might be directed to one side of the political equation or the other. People say, for example, the Tea Party, maybe they're a bunch of loons, you know, but the Democrats do it too. And now the Democrats might be limp, ineffectual, corporate-friendly centrists, but they are not shutting down the government, and they are not holding the full faith and credit of the United States hostage. They are not. There is no equivalence there.
And they're not accusing the President of the United States of not being a citizen or, for that matter, being a Muslim. Not that there was anything wrong with being a Muslim, but
that's true.
He is a Christian. What are you going to do?
Right, exactly. So while George Soros is a wealthy man and he does give to liberal political causes, he ain't doing what the Koch brothers are doing.
No. In fact, I don't think he's ever had a program shut down on public broadcasting the way the Koch brothers did.
I doubt it.
It's just not happening. Listen, we actually want to go to the old-fashioned Pledge Central and beg and whine some more for money. And if you're just tuning in, this is the Abe and Joe Talk Radio Show. We're talking about the Koch brothers, but we're mainly raising money for KBOO. We've got a matching grant, $500. Every dollar you give is $2. Do it now. Call in right away. Call 877-500-5266. Are we live outside?
Justin.
We are just here. Thank you. I'll tell you what a real equivalence is. A real equivalence is that free speech equals empowerment. That's what we're asking people to call in and support right now. 877-500-5266. We are indeed in a matching period, and that means that every dollar that you give will be matched up to $500. Won't you call right now and lend your name to this effort? 877-500-5266. We're having a really great morning here, and I'm going to periodically thank some names like David and Lynn and Wendy and Shelly and Paul.
Right. Hey, Justin, I got a question for you.
What's that?
Can you tell us how much we've raised so far?
No, I cannot. I just got here, but I'm trying to do a little housework. Let me do my housework.
Sorry.
877-500-5266. Joel, Adele, Ansel, Mark, Carol, Alden, Maxine, Ned, Kim, thank you all so much. You are a beacon this morning, pointing the way to our about-to-become members, telling them how easy it is to get on the phone right now and have their dollars matched up to $500, 877-500-KBOO. You can, of course, do that online at KBOO.FM. But we really love getting to hear your voice, your sweet, dulcet tones, dear listener, supporting Abe and Joe coming in every week.
Wait a minute, aren't we dulcet? Aren't we dulcet?
Well, you might be dulcet, but you're not sweet.
Oh,
yeah. Ain't that the truth?
No sugar, honey. This is a 45-year-old project. They said it couldn't be done, that we couldn't let people like this on the air, give the program away, and then have people call up and give money. But here we are, folks, 45 years later, by some estimates, the oldest independent station in the nation. Now, you might be tempted to take us for granted because we've been around so long. We're like moral furniture. We've always been there.
Moral furniture!
Like moral furniture.
I like that.
The deal is, though, we have been around so long because you in Radioland do not take us for granted.
Don't
you pick
take
up your
us
phone,
for granted.
You find hard-won pennies, nickels, and dimes, and we merge those together with other pennies, nickels, and dimes, and we make social change. That social change, your activism, your checkbook activism, makes it all happen when you call 877-500-5266. Abe and Joe have been doing this for a long time. That doesn't make them old. It makes them seasoned, tenderized. And you've come to count on them. They're part of your moral furniture. Your Tuesday morning.
Sexy,
we're asking you, please don't wait for someone else to make sure that the lights are on and that we have enough duct tape, chewing gum, and chicken wire to keep this operation going, to keep the signal going out over the airwaves for terrestrial radio and indeed over the interbeebers at KBOO.FM. Won't you call right now and show your support. We're having a great morning. We've heard calls from Vancouver, Milwaukee, Portland, Beaverton, Malino. Let's hear from the Columbia Gorge. Let's hear from further down the Willamette Valley. Let's hear from southern Washington and out towards the coast, because it's hard enough to get real information here in the so-called big city, but out there in the so-called hinterlands, we're a special lifeline. That's why our number is toll-free. 877-500-5266. That's toll-free, 877-500-KBOO. Abe and Joe, how about I hand it to you? I'll try and do a little paperwork, and we'll come back out in a couple minutes and check in. Yeah?
Okay, yeah, all thanks right, a then. Lot. And I want to remind people that when you call 877-500-5266, you have to hit the one first.
Yeah.
People somehow don't know that? I don't know.
Well, you know, it's a different world these days.
It's a whole other world. And, of course, online, KBOO.FM.
KBOO.FM.
Yeah.
Go ahead, please.
Oh, well, I just...
After you, sir.
Look, I think it's really important to understand something. This city, they talk about keep Portland weird, blah, 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 the new creatives, and yeah, yeah. None of that, truly, none of that would exist without the impact and influence that KBOO has made. Now, I'm not exaggerating. I am really not making much out of nothing. The fact of the matter is, this station led the way from the time of the hippy dippy to the time of the right wing weirdness of today. We have, as a radio station, argued for the good stuff, argued for fairness, argued for justice, argued for education, argued for health care, argued for the environment. We have never stopped doing that. We will never stop doing that, but we can only do that with your help. And don't think, oh, I'm just so alone. I'm one of the rare people that listen to KBOO. That is irrelevant and untrue. The real reality is that every time someone listens to the station, they are informed either by music, which is great, or by words, which is, well, more than great. And then that is spread because it feeds into your brain and it affects your consciousness and you pass it on. You pass on freedom. You pass on justice. You pass on social networking. You pass on the ideas of healthcare and the rights of individuals in our society, regardless of their beliefs or their orientation or whatever. This is really, really the root cause, the cause of freedom in the Portland metro area. And that's no exaggeration. And you know it's true because you're listening. So, now, above all times, because we have a match for $500, will you not pick up your telephone and make a contribution. If you already made one, make another one. Come on. It cannot hurt. It's good. The money goes to a cause that is incredibly important for the Portland area. And it is 45 years of this process.
We have 10 minutes to go.
10 minutes! Only 10 minutes! Oh, no, no, no!
10 more minutes in which your dollars will go twice as far as they would otherwise. Now, you know what to do. You know how to do it. You know it's the right thing to do. So I want you to sit back now in your moral lazy boy. I want you to reach down in the cushions and find some...
Wait a minute, your moral lazy boy?
You know, we're talking about moral furniture earlier, I thought...
Moral lazy boy.
Or moral sofa, is that better?
Yeah.
Okay, find some money down there in the cushions. Pick up the phone, dial 1-877-500-5266. You know what to do. You got 10 minutes left to do it.
1-877-500-5266.
Now, we got people waiting on the line to talk on this program. Let's go to them.
Okay.
Who's next? Colin, good morning.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Pretty good.
So, I was listening to the other public station a couple days ago, the one that's subject to censorship of its major donors, and I heard a segment sponsored by The Economist and United Healthcare. What could go wrong there?
Yeah, really.
Nothing.
But I want to tell a quick KBOO love story.
Okay, go for it.
So KBOO has been playing hip-hop for over 25 years and is the only station in town that played hip-hop for at least 15 years until Paul Allen found it a smart business move and bought a hip-hop station in town. So, and then I found, you know, as a youngster, I was listening to hip-hop and punk rock as well. And as I grew older, I found Democracy Now! Just by having KBOO on my preset. And I believe it has made me a much more civically minded, responsible human being. And that's what KBOO offered to this community. And I am very thankful.
Thank you very much.
That's a great KBOO love story.
Yeah, that's a really good story.
That's my KBOO love story.
Thank you very much. And, you know, if we were to allow every listener who could call in to talk about how they discovered KBOO and what KBOO did to them or for them, there would be too many stories to tell in our hour and a half.
That's all right. We'll still take them.
We'll take them. But the thing is, folks, really, you may not, because it's there, appreciate what KBOO does, not just for you, but for the community as a whole. We have fought the good fight in the environmental world. I have spent a lot of time talking about King Coal and fracking and all the other nasty stuff that the Koch brothers and others are supporting.
That's right.
And we have made so many people aware of what would otherwise pass unnoticed.
We fought the good fight on behalf of organized labor.
Yes.
In fact, we have a weekly program devoted to labor issues.
In fact, we now have an organized labor staff.
That's true. We do.
Ironically.
That's true.
Our people are organized.
We have fought the good fight when it comes to open and just democracy.
Yes.
We have fought the good fight when it comes to alternatives to capitalism.
Yes.
We fought the good fight when it comes to the environment, as you mentioned.
Yeah.
And on and on and on.
And it's all happening because it's a free, open access project, which depends, and this is the point we're coming to, absolutely on no governments, no big corporations. It depends on you. So won't you, right now, because we have a matching grant for $500, make a donation. Every dollar you give becomes $2. 1-877-500-5266. You know, we do this three times a year, and it's probably a drag for people, but the fact of the matter is, we don't play Lawrence Welk to get you to give money.
No. Justin, what can you tell us back there?
Well, first of all, I don't think it's a drag because this is a special time where we get to give people an opportunity to say thank you for all the work that our ambassadors do, and we get to hear their voices. So
well,
I would
right.
take
you're right.
there.
You're right. I shouldn't be negative. I'm positive.
The,
I love it
The
all.
Phones are still ringing. We've got a goal of $1,800. I ballpark us at around $1,400 right Woo! Now. We've got
you
a few more minutes, and the phones are ringing, and we are in a matching period. So please call right now. It's not a drag. Toll free, 877-500-5266 to lend your voice to free voices everywhere. Real people making real radio with real voices. 877-500-KBOO. You know, first they came for the hillbillies and you didn't speak up because you weren't a hillbilly. Then they came for the reggae and you didn't speak up because you weren't reggae. And by the time they come for your talk radio, there's no one left to speak up for you. So remember, when you make a gift, you're giving to every single hour. We're doing this 20 25 hours a day, folks, and we're asking
you
to make
sure hour in our day.
That our lights stay on, that the duct tape, chewing gum, and baling wire is all stocked up. Toll-free, 877-500-5266. Just a few $100 more. There are thousands of you listening right now. We have a total membership drive goal of $125,000. We climb that mountain with your help, and then we go back to uninterrupted, commercial-free programming where we deliver you news, information, and music you're not supposed to hear, you're not supposed to have. It's an emporium here. It's a clearinghouse of ideas, of free speech, of different community voices, all coming together to talk about activism, politics, culture, and music. Won't you lend your support right now? 877-500-5266. I'll tell you what, we'll come back right before the top of the hour.
Wait, go. I just think we ought to tell people that there are actually gifts, thank you gifts.
There are thank you gifts, and I just sat down here to pick up, so I haven't got that in front of me, but we've got tickets to give away, books, albums, we've got T-shirts, so call up our friendly volunteers, talk about what you'd like to have. But the real gift is the quality of the signal that you get when you make it possible, dear listener. The real gift is knowing that you engaged in a little checkbook activism today. The real gift is that you diverted tax dollars from drone wars to stay here in town servicing free speech, and it doesn't disappear. It stands here as a monument at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. Please consider making a donation right now. If you already made a pledge, up your pledge. Up yours. 877-500-5266 or online at kboo.fm. We'll be back in a couple minutes to check in with you.
Thank you very much. You know, we do this three times a year, and it's kind of like, you know, but the thing is, we don't show you old passé rock and roll or present old passé rock and roll. We play old passé rock and roll often. We love old music. We love new music. We love African music. We love Asian music. We love music of all kinds, and this station is so rich in music. Anytime, just about, that it isn't talk, that it isn't news, that it isn't public affairs, it's good music. And this is unique. This is the only station in the region that does this.
That's true.
You know, and I like to emphasize the music because people, we're in the talking phase, you know, we're in the morning news and information part of the thing.
Right. And plus, we like to talk.
Yeah, plus we like to talk.
All right, here's what's going on.
Okay,
right
what's
now,
going on? What's
right
going
now,
on? What's
there
going
are 2.5 minutes left in this matching period.
Oh, my gosh.
So if you haven't yet picked up the phone and become a member of KBOO, now is your moment. 1-877-500-5266 or on the internet tubes, www.kboo.fm. Do it now. You know what to do. Steve, let's take one more phone call. Steven, good morning.
Yes, good morning. Hey, one further point about George Soros. He always operated in the sunlight. He's published articles under his own name and that sort of thing.
That's true.
Now, the Koch brothers kept a very low profile. Nobody really ever heard of either of them, but in the case of Soros, that's not his fault. It's because the only thing that we're really interested in is important stuff like the Kardashian sisters and Lindsay Lohan and so on.
That's very important.
Right.
But the Koch brothers, they hid behind cutouts, essentially.
Yeah, that's true.
And when they were exposed, what was it, 3 years ago in the New Yorker?
Yes.
All of a sudden, people realized that here was this enormous pot of money exercising a distorting influence on our politics that nobody had known about. And when that all came out and people started realizing what was going on, somebody over there on the right started thinking, oh, my God, what are we going to do? Hey, let's find somebody on the right, on the left that we can bring up as kind of an equivalent and blame him for all things.
We have to leave it there, and I really appreciate the call. And it's I want to remind people, this is the Abe and Joe Talks Radio Show. And now, right now, still, there's an opportunity.
40 seconds to go.
There's an opportunity to make the matching grant. 1-877-500-5266. Online, kboo.fm. Do it now, do it often, and enjoy yourself.
Sermon on the Mount, which I don't pretend to understand at all. It's coming from the silence.
Join us this Wednesday, October 16th, from 9 a.m. to noon, for a special program on the politics of austerity.
Austerity is harm. It's the equivalent of leeches for medicine. You might think you're doing some good, but all you're doing is weakening the patient.
Featuring Mark Blythe, author of Austerity, The History of a Dangerous Idea, Robert Kuttner, author of Debtor's Prison, The Politics of Austerity, Sanjay Basu, author of The Body Economic, Why Austerity Kills, and Ellen Brown, author of The Public Bank Solution, From Austerity to Prosperity. That's Wednesday, October 16th, from 9 a.m. to noon, for our Austerity Special, right here on KBOO Portland.
Good morning. You're listening to KBOO Portland. It's 9:01. Here's what's coming up this morning on KBOO. First on alternative radio, Professor Mohammed Fadel speaks on Egypt in crisis. And at 10, hear Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary with Chris Andre. At 10:15, it's Flashpoints, investigative news radio with host Dennis Bernstein. At 11 on Stage and Studio, guest host SW Concert talks with director Bobby Bermea and actors Karen Wenstrom and Tom Mounsey, all from Theater Vertigo's Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde by Robert Louis Stevenson. And D. Mae Roberts previews her interview with author Jamie Ford about his newest book, Songs of Willow Frost. And at 11:30 on Art Focus, host Joseph Galavan interviews Theo Downs-Le Guin and Brenna Murphy about digital art and a show at the Up4 Gallery devoted to digital art. Now here's Alternative Radio.